This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 66 for Friday, September 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canada futures are mostly lower on Friday, although prices recovered from large losses earlier in the session. The November canola contract is down $1.80 at $873.70 per ton. The January contract slips $1.20 at $866.30 per ton. The prairie weather forecast is calling for warm temperatures over the weekend, which will help harvest progress. For the week ending September 12th, the Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are up 75% from last week at almost 686,000 tons. Domestic usage rises 5.5% at nearly 160,000 tons. Meanwhile, canola exports tumble 82% at 13,700 tons. So far this marketing year, canola exports are down 75% at 297,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.42 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.9. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. The USDA says that 26% of U.S. soybean area and 30% of U.S. corn area remain in drought, the same as last week. And the department reports that the movement of corn by barge for the week ending September the 11th is 28,000 tons, about 90% less than a year ago because of Hurricane Ida. Soybean traffic by barge is 148,000 tons, down 71% from a year ago. As the global situation with nitrogen fertilizer remains tight, Norway is curtailing its ammonia output in reaction to surging natural gas prices. In China, urea contracts hit record highs yesterday due to rising coal prices and lower supplies. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The November contract loses 12 cents at $12.84 per bushel. December soy oil is down about 6 tenths of a cent at 56.26 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal steps back $1.90 at $3.42.20 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday. The December contract is down 2 cents at $5.27. Chicago oats are down, with the December contract losing 9 cents at $5.43. Wheat futures are lower as well on Friday. Chicago December is down 4 cents at $7.09. Kansas City December retreats 7.5 cents at $7.13. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December steps back 6.5 cents at $9 even. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 17th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.